Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman. It is Azure Friday. We're here with Khalid Moose, who is talking to me about some of the new things around Azure and Linux and monitoring of those Linux VMs.
Yes. Yeah, thank you, Scott. What I would like to show is how you can monitor your Azure infrastructure, especially when you're running Azure Linux machines. Mm-hmm. We've supported Windows machines for a while, monitoring diagnostics through the monitoring agent on Windows.
Sure.
Where you can kind of manage and monitor your Azure VM that is running Windows. Mm-hmm. You can see some of the key metrics and KPI to help you diagnose issues when they happen. So what we've launched recently is the support of similar agents for Linux VMs. So the idea is, I mentioned, very similar to what we do for Windows. You have a Linux agent that is running on mm-hmm. the VM. And it will collect a bunch of information that you ask it to collect. This is just the beginning of a whole set of stuff that we can enable with this. Currently, it collects a bunch of key metrics, as I mentioned. But what we envision in the future is even collecting some workload-specific metrics. Mm-hmm. So today, I'll show you how you can just get started on using it, on how you enable this agent.
What could you do yesterday? I remember I could see CPU.
Yes. So just to clarify, you could see CPU and disk and network I/O. Those are actually metrics that are coming as seen by the host.
And right. Those are coming from kind of Hyper-V from the outside.
That's correct.
Linux is a black box.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And you're looking at the lollipops
That's right.
that stick outside the black box.
That's right. So what we are doing today, what's different, is we're collecting this information from within the VM.
Okay, so the CPU, the disk, this is now coming from what Linux sees.
That's right.
Beautiful.
So very simple, very similar experience to if you're using to Windows machines. Mm-hmm. So if I click on in a VM, I could do this during the creation of a VM, or I can inject it at any time when the VM is already running.
Right.
So if I just go, I clicked on the VM and I went to all settings, mm-hmm. And then I see here diagnostics. If I click on it, then I'll see this option to say off or on.
And that's specific to Linux? I won't see that on
yes.
a Windows VM?
Yes, so it is smart enough to know that this is a Linux VM running, mm-hmm. and it will enable this for you to say, okay, this is now enabled for Linux, so do you want to enable diagnostics for Linux? Once you select on, it mm-hmm. will know what agent to install.
This is really interesting to me because I have a number of Azure Linux VMs that mm-hmm. are probably a couple, 2 or 3 years old.
Yeah.
Can I go into those now and turn diagnostics on and get this agent?
Yeah, that's right.
So they don't have it automatically.
No, they
I have to ask for
that's
it.
That's right. You have to manually. We decided not to do it by default just because some customers may not want to install that agent.
Sure.
And what I'll show towards the end is how we can use third party, because some customers actually want to use third party solutions, and we have one that we can talk about later.
Hmm. And I see also that there's a storage account. You have
That's
to
right.
have somewhere to put these metrics.
That's right. By default, we would pick a storage account that is kind of related to this VM. Hmm. But you can have the flexibility to adjust it to put it in different storage accounts if you would like.
Will it fill up? What if I leave it for a year and come back?
It's going to take a while before it fills up. But yes,
okay.
it might fill up. But it will take a long time.
And then do I clean the storage account myself?
That's right. Right now, you'll have to kind of manage that storage account and the monitoring data that goes there. In the future, we are looking at improvements on how we can make it even more seamless.
Like a sliding window. I would like to have monitoring data for a month or two.
That's right. You can adjust it even now. You can set those. And then also how granular do you want those metrics? And then, of course, the more granular, the more data is going to be generated.
Of course.
So once you turn it on, what happens behind the scenes is all we do is we install that agent into that VM.
Mm-hmm.
And that agent is running. For Linux machines, the beautiful thing about this is we are plugging into the OMI model, where we collect anything or that is plugged in through the OMI interface.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we mentioned in the future, we envision workloads, let's say MySQL or something. We just provide a MySQL provider that can plug in into the same model, and then you can come here and say, I want to collect MySQL metrics. Right now, it collects only the kind of the basic metrics for the VM,
right.
But that's the direction we're thinking about.
So then anyone, any application, whether it be Apache or who decides to participate, can be part of it.
We'll probably write those providers for those mm-hmm. workloads, and then we'll just plug them into the same agent that we already have exist. So this is kind of the beginning of that.
And see, this is really exciting because I feel like in the future, we're going to have ASP.NET
yep.
on Ubuntu with Nginx and
That's
Redis
right.
and who knows.
That's right.
And I'm going to want to monitor all of those things.
That's correct. And we do this to some extent for Windows machines as well.
Like yeah.
Today, you could monitor a SQL Server running on a Windows VM that is supported today. So we envision the same thing for Linux machines. So this is why we launched this agent, and we made it extensible to be able to do just what you mentioned.
So again, this is obvious, but free, built-in,
that's
you
right.
just turn it on, pick a storage account, and
that's
it's
it.
Done.
Yeah.
And then what lights up when I've turned that
so,
on?
Yeah, good question. So I already have a VM that is running with that. So what lights up is you'll get these basic metrics.
Maybe you could collapse this here.
That's right. So I could do that, yeah. So you go here, and uh-huh. the one I want to show you, this is just one I picked before this, but
yeah.
I can go here and edit charts, and I get a list of stuff that we supports a list of metrics. There's actually a bunch of them.
Oh, wow.
And you
so
can
all
pick
of
and
this
choose.
Is coming from the agent.
That's right. So all of these we support today. So you can pick what you want, mainly CPU, storage, or disks,
right.
and networking. That's mm-hmm. what we support mainly. But
you can see it actually says disk write and disk write guest OS.
That's right. So you can see those specific, so you know which ones are coming from the host view and which ones are coming directly from the VM guest. The other things you could do is you can obviously just add them, put them in one chart.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the portal, this is, by the way, only supported in the new portal.
Of course.
Where it has this nice blade infrastructure where you can move these. In fact, what I did, I moved one of the key charts that I want to keep monitoring, so it's right there in front of me mm-hmm. every time. So I see all my VM, how is it doing in terms of kind of networking and so on. So it's really flexible.
And these charts, you can set the time. They can be down by the hour,
oh, yeah.
the day,
that's
or
right.
by the
week. That's right. So when I did the edits, confirmed, you could pick the window. In fact, I believe in this chart here, you could say the past week, the past hour, so you can go granular. There's also a different type of charts that mm-hmm. you could take a look. And this is just from the portal experience. We also support the CLI experience, the Azure CLI experience, where you could do same thing. Provision the agents through the Azure CLI mm-hmm. and also kind of dump the data from it. Also, the same thing with PowerShell. And of course, we provide the API to do all of this. Now, this is not very different from running any other extension mm-hmm. On Azure. So it follows exact same model. So if you've already been running extensions on Azure VMs, this is no different. Mm-hmm. It just does different type of things. Just quickly, so this is what we provide out of the box, and it is available. Now, some customers prefer to use other applications that they've been used to out there that are third party. So Azure platform is an open platform. So we also support third party monitoring solutions. So just recently, about a couple of weeks ago, we launched Datadog as one of the monitoring solutions. Again, it follows exact same extension model. Mm-hmm. So when you go to that VM, I showed you how I provisioned for diagnostics. I could do the same thing, for example, in this VM, and I say, all settings, and here I say extensions.
Mm-hmm.
And then I say, I want to add an extension, and you can see a new extension, Datadog Agent extension. This is a third-party solution that is already onboarded in Azure. You can go here and say, I want to create it,
mm-hmm.
and then it's pretty simple. You just create here. It will ask you for API key. So what is this? The documentation here just takes you there directly. You'll have to sign up with their service. Or I'm already signed up, so I have
wow.
a key.
That's
so
really
I just copy this key.
Right.
That's right. Just copy this key, go back to my window.
Right, go back to the portal there.
The portal. And I lost it.
I think it was there.
I think it's
to the
here.
Left.
That's right.
Right there.
There we go. And then I paste it. And I say go.
So that injects the extension and then tells the extension about the API key, and now you have a licensed version
That's
of Datadog
right.
running on your Linux machine.
That's correct.
And if you're already using that in your infrastructure, you're all set.
You're all set. Then what happens, you can go here. This is not integrated within the portal itself, in the Azure portal,
mm-hmm.
but you can go to their dashboard because you could be running VMs on premises as well,
yeah.
and you want to see them all in one place. So the Datadog dashboard will allow you to do that. But if you're running only Azure VMs, eventually you will be able to integrate with that on the Azure portal as well. And like I mentioned, it's exact same model. All I did is inject the extension. It collects the information and sends it.
This is nice because this sounds like you're laying out a future for anyone who has a diagnostic system to be able to plug in
mm-hmm.
any amounts of data. It can all be stored in Azure storage. And
that's
I presume
right.
because it's in Azure storage, I can go and pull this out and
that's
do
correct.
Analytics
that's
on
actually,
my own.
That's actually a very good point. In fact, you could use Visual Studio or you could use any BI tool to pull this data. It's really just tables. And mm-hmm. then you can go and do BI and analysis on it. So it's very, very flexible.
Right, and I noticed when you were running around in the extensions dialog, I also saw, you know, Chef and Puppet and things like that.
That's right.
You know, all these other, this Linux ecosystem is coming to Azure.
That's correct. That's exactly the idea. And just before, I want to show you a very quick thing. Like, as I mentioned earlier, I showed the portal experience, but the same thing can be supported through the Azure CLI, mm-hmm. Where you can basically just run one command and say, I want to install this extension.
Mm-hmm. It's like Azure VM extension add.
That's right. Yeah, it's actually right here, Azure VM extension.
It says set,
and then the VM set, and then you give it the extension, and then the config.
So then now, I could go and run through, I could write a little script to run through all of my Linux VMs, make sure this extensions are turned on and set appropriately.
That's exactly right, because typically in the portal, you'll do one VM at a time, but you're absolutely right. If you want to do it for 10 VMs at the same time, this is the way you probably want to go.
Very cool. All right, we're learning all about how to do Linux diagnostics here on Azure Friday.